It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoy.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our...
I thought he said, he's only moral, folks. Of course, he'd never said that. Anyway, welcome to Speak Out for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Nice!
Yeah, Chad.
Nice. Did anybody here besides me catch the Girl Power Hour?
I caught it. Oh, yeah.
Is that the bomb or
yeah.
what?
I like the logo, too, that's out on social media.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they, well just, you know.
Well, maybe it looks like our logo, but it was cooler because they're girls.
Well, one of the people in the thing is a guy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But well, they, I'm talking
but
the
they
surrounding.
Hit like, they hit like girls, though. No, I'm kidding. Man, you don't want to get hit by a girl.
No, I don't want to get hit by anybody.
You
to
can't
be honest
hit
with you.
Back.
I'm too old.
Yeah.
You can't hit back,
Chad. I have about 32 seconds of real fight left in my life.
Nice.
And they're going to be 32 seconds of absolute fury.
I am using
At our age, come on, man.
I got 32 seconds of fight. Yeah. There was a time in
total. I'm talking total, about 37 seconds. It's going to be the whirlwind.
Now you're starting breathing heavy just talking about it.
I know Bobby's a sports fan. You're a football fan.
Yeah.
The year the Giants won on the Norwood Miss, you know.
That's like...
I was working for KROL at the time, and there was Nats Landing clear at the other end of the complex, and that's the. I was watching the game on the AP wire, literally. I couldn't leave the station. I went because I knew the field goal was coming, and this every time I went to a bar in those days, a fight would break out around me, but I could just sit there, and the place would be falling down, like ceiling stuff coming or whatever, you know. And, yeah, it happened there a couple times. Like, just little skirmishes break out, and I'm untouched. But I like that. How many seconds?
About 37.
37 seconds left. But, yeah, that's how I saw that missed kick, the Norwood kick.
How many years ago was that now? That's been a long time ago.
Holy cow. Well, it's more than I care to admit.
Yeah.
Because that was the first year I lived on the river.
I was
going
to say 20 plus, right? So.
Ooh, Marissa June just pulled music history for me. So we have an artist. And, well, not Marissa, but the musicians that are going to be featured.
So on our show today?
It's one of her favorites.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be something obscure that you wouldn't think a young lady would listen to. It would be like...
You wouldn't think she listened to.
It would be like Mozart or Bach.
No, not exactly. All right. But there is keyboards in it.
Oh, all right.
Bobby, bail us out, man. Bobby slid in. I didn't think, Bobby was going to be here today. I was going to ask you to bring Lonnie today.
Lonnie. I love Lonnie.
Well, you quote Lonnie so much.
I do.
I wanted to,
He's actually my hero.
Not to replace Bobby, but just to fill in.
I would have been running fast and furious. This is the beginning of the year, and when we rock and roll getting listings and getting business going, and all the snowbirds are in, as we can tell by the traffic lately.
Really?
But
they're back?
Well, I don't know if I'm still not seeing Canadian plates.
right.
But everybody else.
Seeing a lot of North Dakota and Minnesota and yeah.
Yeah, if you're sitting on Highway 95 right now and there's Canadian plates around you, or if you're one of our very valued Canadian visitors, you know, call in.
Send them to the Lewiston. Yeah.
Well, just say hi and let us know you're here because we miss you guys. Anyways, the really exciting news in December, and I'm sure Chad will have noticed this in the loans, was going back, let's say like 2023, we sold only 66 homes in December. In 2024, only 73. These are existing existing single-family homes. In December, we sold 111.
Get out.
That's a big number for compared to the last few, years. Over, and of those 111, we'll talk about million-dollar sales later, but there were 13 of them over a million. And because it's the first show of the year, I wanted to give you a little bit of 2025 as a total. So our total sales in 2025, single-family residential, was 1,214. So that averaged out just to over 100 a month. And I used to say in market updates we sell 100 to 200 a month. So that would be at the lower end of the range. For perspective, just for fun perspective, in our COVID year 5 years ago, 2020, 2,003 homes sold. So in 2025, 1,214. In 2020, over 2,000 homes sold.
Whoa.
So you can see how much the market's dropped off, and yet prices aren't that depressed. And honestly, if we want to go into pricing right now a little bit, in December, November, if you remember back, we had the last show. It was really shown that the values had started to go down. But the good news is with the sales kicking up in December, so did values. The average sold price, average, taking it all in and dividing by the total, $561,691. And in December 24, it was $507,000, the average. So it was 10% up on the month. But the median is a little more telling sometimes. It was $450,000 in December of 2025, last month, $450,000. And remember, with the median, that means half of all the homes that sold in Lake Havasu in December were $450,000 or less. Half of them.
Wow.
So when you really put it in perspective, in November it was $420,000. So we're up 7% month over month. But year over year, in 2024, the median was 447, and in December, 450. So it's almost even, back to even, because we had a little bit of increase in December. And I'm sure Chad's going to talk about rates, because rates, although not like those crazy dumb rates we all got into that we're all grateful for during the
right.
But things are improving.
Let me roll back to 20. You said 2020 was just insane, right?
2020 was almost insane.
Looking back, it almost seems like a clearinghouse for, you know, California, whoever wanted to come in and buy homes on this market.
Because I'll give you the numbers, the total numbers. In 2021, 1,987 homes sold.
Whoa.
That's almost 2,000 homes. 2020, 2,000 homes, 2,003. In the last 2 years, in 2024, only 1,199.
Whoa.
And in 2025, only 1,214. And the truth, the reality is, it was always about the middle of that. Those COVID years were ridiculous, and the last couple years were ridiculous, but now...
So your average is sitting... You're talking like 1,600, 1,700 then.
Yeah, because I did this since 2004. I've been doing these reports.
Sure.
It was always like $150 a month, 140.
I remember.
That's how it was before COVID. And then we had this boom. All this demand came in, and the rates were ridiculous. And then because of that, the last few years, it's been recessed because some people moved up their plans and got here earlier. Also, sellers didn't want to sell because they were locked in at 2.5%, 3%, and they're like, I can't give up that loan. But now we're getting far enough away from it, and maybe December's an indication we're starting to pick up. And if rates continue, I'm really excited to hear what Chad has to say
today. This is an unrelated industry, but I got invited to a a 7 hour, you know, one of those car sales, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And the interest rate actually went down for certain buyers down to 2.99.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing that in cars and stuff like, and
yeah.
Different things like that.
I'm like, 2.99, wait a minute. That's like my car's just to finance a little bit lower than that. But now you're looking at sub 5, right, Chad? No? When did I hear?
He's going to tell me
when
about
did I
that
hear
much
4.9?
No. You're not seeing
did I hear 5.1? Yeah. Close?
No.
Not even close?
No. Interest rates did have a little bit of a dip last week, and things were pretty good. Last week before, we were able to get government loans down into the low fives.
Yeah,
five,
nice.
Five and a quarter, et cetera, et cetera. Now, mind you, not everybody's going to qualify for that loan. Mm-hmm. That's got to be like a perfect scenario. But right now, we're still seeing conventional rates are still in the sixes and the mm-hmm. low sixes, but that's much better if you go back. And I know there's 28 listeners now?
17.
So there's 17 people out there that historically listen to the show know that interest rates were in the sevens.
When the stream is up.
Right, when the stream is up. So interest rates, they have started to come down, but this week the market got clobbered. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely clobbered. So I have not priced out anything this morning, but lenders are already repricing worse because, you know, bond yields are, mm-hmm. you know. Once you see the 10-year yield get down below 4%, that's when fireworks happen. The problem that we're running into is that, and we've talked about this for years, I hate to, you know, beat a dead horse or kick a dead horse, whatever. I've never seen interest rates fluctuate. The pendulum moves.
It's like crazy.
It's like a 2-year-old in full tantrum mode.
Oh,
you know,
I
when
know,
they're calm, it's cool. But as soon as they start screaming, you know, it goes crazy. So we see these small little blurbs or small little pockets where we have the opportunity to get really smoking rates. Nothing like the 2.5s
yeah,
or anything like that. But, within the last couple of years, we see the interest rates. If the bond yield gets down below 4%, you need to call. Because that is the day you need to lock. Right now, I believe the market opened at 4.23 this morning. I can tell you, nope, 4.28. So the 10-year yield was at 4.28 at 8.15 this morning, and it closed yesterday at 4.29. So that's not a big swing, but
we might be getting caught in the weeds, though, because a low sixes interest rate, though, on a mortgage.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
No. But if the bond yield goes down to 3.99, 3.98, or anything below that, we're going to start seeing interest rates in the fives. It'll be high fives, but it's a five.
But as soon as we see fives, as soon as there's a few days of fives where you talk about
the
windows, our phones pick up, our internet picks up, everything picks up, the showings on our listing, you notice that is like that cutoff line where it really starts to make a difference.
And historically, within the last couple of months, we've seen that happen.
Yeah.
But it's gone. Within 2 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So, folks, when you're calling them, you're saying, hey, look, it's a good time to refinance. We need to lock a loan today. They're like, let me think about it.
Yeah.
They call back 3 days later. Sorry, it's gone. So I have a bucket full of people right now that I've been talking to over the last couple of months saying, hey, it's time to refinance. We missed the opportunity, but I need your paperwork now. So if it happens again, you need to know I'm going to lock your loan, and I'm going to call you and tell you.
Well, and I would like to ask you, too. I know we're going to probably go to commercial pretty quick, but I've been doing real estate a long time, and it's been since I was a little kid, I was Monopoly. I mean, it's been my whole entire being.
Wow.
Little
boardwalk
action. What a kid. I was driving down Harbor Boulevard to Fullerton, California, when I was 8 years old, and I would see pending sales on the Century 21 sign, you know, and I remember thinking, I mean, it was always in my head. I just loved real estate.
That's funny.
I mean, it's a true story. Yeah. And when you look at interest rates, though, and Chad would know better than me, when we get down close to like under six or six, it, other than the couple years where we had those crazy rates, it never even gets down to like 4.9.
No.
Ever. But it does sometimes to get 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
And so we're in that range where if you take out your blinders of some artificial rates after COVID and you forget about that, we are a point away from the best rates you ever, ever can expect.
Yeah.
So Chad, it would seem to me as an uneducated real estate person that knows a little bit from what I've learned from you two knuckleheads, right?
Yeah, we are knuckleheads too.
the lower the rate, the lower the cash buys. Is that, does that pretty much follow a rule there? Like, you'll see the cash buys go down, people paying cash for homes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's all relative. If you have interest rates that are reasonable and people are comfortable with them, yeah, they're not going to use their cash. Because you can, if you have a high net worth investor that's purchasing a piece of real estate, and we've talked about this many times before, we're a resort town. There's a lot of second homes. So if they have, you know, we see folks that have, you know, several $1 million in a portfolio, but they're making 12%. If they can borrow at 6%, they're still making 6% on their money. So the savvier investors, you know, they're going to borrow when they have the ability to borrow.
Gotcha. You guys want to go to break?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I saw something about Trump's mortgage bond directive, but I wanted to talk to you guys about that in the break. Do you know anything about that?
It's all hot air.
It's all hot air? Was that a Balloon Fest joke?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I thought that out. I planned it out.
So nice.
I'd have
nice.
A good pun.
All right. Very good. Well, you're usually pretty punny, so I'm just saying.
That's better than being puny, I guess.
Right. Comes from Marissa June's desk. It's all about sticks, by the way. 1978, almost a year after its release, which was on the Grand Illusion, Styx's has Come Sail Away hit the charts at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. So they actually hit the charts at number 8? That's a big deal. That's high up in the top 10. You don't think so? You're not a Styx fan?
No, I think they did some good stuff.
Old Styx is phenomenal.
Did some good stuff.
Do you hear that, Marissa June? Junebug's going to come pound on you, man.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Combinations
and
everything.
I think she looks like she wants to hit me every time I see her. So, it's about time.
All right, back with more in a moment. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
You can participate as a listener, by the way. It's talk radio, not just listen radio. 928-854-5687. See, she came in here, man, wielding
your
fists.
Uh-huh.
Right. Or text us at 928-727-5566. It's talk or text. That's going to get you right through to the boys, right?
That's right.
The A-team.
Something. That's right. There's
right.
them, too.
So it's not the girl power hour. It's, I don't know, it's the power hour. Right?
Boom.
Boom.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. A little Styx for you. Come sail away. Go. Marissa June was asking me, what song are you going to play? What song are you going to play? And I said, the best song on the album. On Grand Illusion. To me, anyway. Anything Tommy Shaw sings, as opposed to Dennis, is a better song. So, anyway. Chad, you're awfully quiet. He's deep in thought.
I think somebody texting him to refinance.
What I was doing is I was going back... In the break, I was going back and looking at what the historical bond, 10-year bond yield was, and back right around, we were talking about, right around Thanksgiving, November 24th, November 25th, the bond was down at 4.00, which would tell us why we had such a massive December, because a lot of people went into contract in November, or we did refinance.
Oh.
Mojave Mortgage had the best December since 2021.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
really?
Yeah.
December was almost twice as many sales.
That's really nice to hear, actually.
That's great. It's funny because...
Merga,
that's right. Interest rates
great
again.
We still got billboards
Merga.
To do here.
Yeah. So so December was a really good month where a lot of people realized, man, I better jump on this now. We did see interest rates down below 6%, but it only lasted a couple days.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So a lot of the closings, of course, happened in December because of the November interest rates.
Yeah.
And Bobby had off the air Bobby and I had talked about how the December for them was really good, too.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting. I still got billboards to do.
Yeah, so, whatever.
All right. We're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink. It's right over your head. That's from Wayne Malone. Wayne's going to come in and hook it up, put water in there and batteries and all that.
He's got a bottle.
Yeah. Bringing back the gold faucet and everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a Moen, but it's close, you know. All right. Fine City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also, Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
Me too. By Mojave Electric Cooperative. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Also, Just Meats, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzi's Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road. I heard so far, you know, she's got this food truck thing going on.
Yeah.
She's going to bring in food truck court.
Oh,
she's going to build one?
Yeah.
Or she's already put in the electricity
court. She's doing it, yeah.
She's got four committed already.
Who?
Blonzi's on North London Bridge Road.
Oh, they're going to do food stuff or food trucks?
Yeah.
That must be going well for everybody. You're
and
more
you can
and
go
that.
In the restaurant to eat
yeah.
with your food.
Huh.
So, all right. Also, A and B Propane, ABPropaneAZ.com. And there you have it. So, all right. We got more after the next break. But, Bobby, you got more stats,
yeah,
too,
let's go with
I
some
hope.
Stats. So, well, you know, I'm going to talk about something that was really interesting. Of note, of the 111 homes that sold in December, seven sold under 300,000. Seven homes.
Whoa.
And, you know,
and you said prices were getting back to normal.
Yeah,
that
but
surprises
but,
me.
But that may be a reflection, too, of the interest rates, because interest rates help the lower-cost buyer probably the most, because people become it becomes affordable. They can qualify because the rate's low enough, and then the price of the house. So seven did sell under 300, but the other extreme, the most expensive sale was 3.5 million, and that was in the Riviera. It's six bedroom, six bath, 4,303 square feet, built in 2024, pool, big garage, and in the Riviera, 3.5 million. But it's interesting the median price in Havasu, everybody talks about how expensive everything is, but $450,000 is the median, and half of all the homes that sell are under $450,000. Price per square foot is a good indicator on value, too. The highest I've ever really seen on average going back to when we were really booming coming out of COVID was just under $350. We're still at $331 a square foot last month. As the average, the median was $305, so half of the homes sold under $305 a square foot. The high was $929 a square foot, so we approach $1,000 on the ultra luxury sometimes, and the lowest price per square foot was $91, but I would almost throw that one out because that one that sold really, really cheap,
inexpensive.
Well, $91 a square foot, that's getting... I don't use the word cheap very often, but that is definitely down there. At this month, too, as of right now, right before I walked in here, I did closings for this month. From January 1st to the 21st, we've closed 45 so far.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that'll tear up a little towards the end of the month. It generally does, because that looks a little lower on the ratio of where we'll end up. But there, the other thing, too, that we're at is total availability. It really kind of slipped back down the last few months. We had been hovering over 500 for several months. We were at 487 single-family homes as of about an hour ago.
Okay.
And with 111 selling last month, I mean, that's just over 4 months of inventory, which puts you back almost in a seller's market. But I think that's kind of an anomaly. We're really pretty balanced. That's why prices aren't going one way or the other. Really
so,
extreme.
With the start of another legislative session
that
just started, right, and already a veto, by the way,
yeah.
on the GOP budget, we're seeing a trend, I hear, from the assessor's office anyway, that short-term rental market, right,
mm-hmm.
there are almost whole blocks being bought up, and not by private investors, I'm talking about by the companies themselves. Airbnb, Vrbo, and that. They're actually getting into this, and they're looking at legislation to go against that. Are you guys seeing any of this happening, or do they just go by, other sources to finance a mortgage or whatever they're doing to buy these homes?
Well, if you have big institutional buyers, They're talking to institutional investors.
Okay.
Real estate investment trusts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not talking to guys like me. I'm a, you know, I like to think I'm a big deal, but unfortunately, when it comes to those guys, they have investment bankers behind them.
I guess my question, Bobby, is the inventory that's out there, are you seeing any of it swallowed up by obvious short-term rental owners?
No, not at this point here. I don't see that here. And that may be, you know, you hear about stuff like that all the time, especially if you go on the internet, you hear a lot of things that has to be true. But I would suspect things like that you would
see. I didn't get that from the internet. No, I got that from Jeannie.
Oh, no. And I didn't mean it like that. That actually came off disrespectful.
No worries.
I didn't mean it that way. But I do think that is more of a something you would see in large markets, you know, where we are a small niche market. No matter how we look at it, I mean, it feels like we're getting bigger, but when you compare us to anything over in Southern California or over in the Phoenix area, we are small. And so that type of buying block, I don't know if we're really seeing that here.
What do you guys think that, you know, we've talked about the foothills forever, and we talked about the Riviera. We got a new one coming in, the waterfront, right? What do you think the impact's going to be from that? You know, that's 90 acres of development.
Well, it sounds like it's going to kind of be a mixed use sort of thing. They're going to do condos, and they're going to do a. I saw a picture of the the plan, and they're going to have like a convenience store. And some
I could really get myself in trouble talking
but
about
when
that.
But when a development like that comes into the market, I mean, besides all the political, you know, shoreline access and that, what does it actually do to the market as far as, you know, inventory, as far as prices? Well, does it have any impact?
It depends. I mean, the, no matter what's developed, some people say if you build it, they'll come. But what I learned in economics 101 and micro and macro and
supply
all
supply and demand.
Supply and demand. So you can't artificially make demand. And I know people try to proclaim that they can do that. And we didn't have really an ultra luxury market here prior to the last several years, honestly. So they are, you kind of have to build it before they come, but I don't see Gucci stores still sitting around here or things that you'd see in those kind of areas, although we do have very expensive homes on the market and some of them do sell. Although a lot of the ones that are really high, we haven't seen actually sell yet. But that being said, when developments come in, they still have to react to what the market, what market is there. You can't, unless there's, that's we're selling 100 homes a month.
That's what surprised me about the $24 million bid.
Well, you're tempting me to say.
No, I don't know what you're going to say. I'm just saying it surprised me because we know the market, yet you have a Scottsdale developer that comes in and says, oh, that's worth $24 million. We're going to bid that.
Well, it's interesting that somebody paid $24 million for that golf course zoned property.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Without knowing that it would be rezoned. And it's interesting.
Oh.
It's interesting.
That is interesting.
That's very interesting.
Wow, and, look at you,
and
Bobby.
I think there's really good people on city council that are really good people. I think there's really good people in planning and zoning. But speaking
of... That was a slam dunk in planning and zoning. Did that surprise you? 7-0, right?
It'll be interesting to see
<He's quiet. laughs>
the very good people that are in planning and zoning who benefits potentially when it comes.
When
so
it comes to fruition.
I would just say, whether you like President Trump or don't like President Trump, there's negotiating that's done in the world. And sometimes I've negotiated my entire life. I need to stop right now. But
okay.
We have one bridge going to the island.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless the developer if he's listening right now. I hear he has a house in town and things like this and going to do wonderful things. But it is kind of shocking that we just didn't pause on the zoning until we knew we had another bridge for sure.
We have it.
Oh, I mean,
yeah, I understand the funds are there.
The city manager said on this show, we're looking at a completion date or construction date on the bridge of 2027.
Okay.
So cool. Next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I expect to see it for sure.
Yeah.
I just said before.
If we don't use the funds in 5 years, they're gone.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's $34 million.
It's happening, right?
Right. Yeah. Let's segue to million sellers, million dollar homes.
We already did.
We did?
I think everybody on the council and the planning and zoning, just to clarify, are good people that had the best intentions in mind. It would not have been exactly how I did it.
You can hand your shovel to me if you want.
Yeah, somebody told me once when you're in a hole, stop digging, and I just keep digging.
I didn't hear anything bad, so you're fine, I think. You good?
I'm good. I'm going to stop talking.
Small towns are fun, aren't they? Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take another short break. And Marissa wanted to hear J.Y., which is my favorite member of Styx as well. So, James Young, J.Y., the guitar player, long blonde hair. Bobby, you with me?
I'm regretting the last 2 minutes
of
my life.
I'm going to pull out an AED in a minute. All right. We're going to take a short break. It's 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or text us 928-727-5566. Make this talk and text radio. You're listening to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
All right, let's rock and roll. Here's a great lead right here, guys. Welcome back to Speak Out. We're strategizing here on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Yeah.
The strategy does come. It's a gift, you guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Strategize.
Right? Strategery. Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management. And Brian will be on the show tomorrow, although I have not confirmed that. I confidently say Brian will be here tomorrow. Also by the chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, SamsKuns.com, in new ownership, by the way. The Lovable Collection has sold the store. Yes. By Solar Power, by Esme Electric, Doritas Place, the Lewis team with Bobby.
Hey. Oh, I love those guys.
Who guys? Bobby and Julie Lewis?
Yeah, my wife's out there
and
talking to the clients. I'm just having fun with you guys.
Oh, man. Is she going to... Do you think she's listening?
She's probably working very hard, because without her, we would have problems.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. All right. And by Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And, we're doing some strategery here. So, anyway.
Strategery.
Oh, we could do condos and townhomes.
Yeah,
I want to know that.
We can do condos and townhomes.
Okay, so we had 111 single families that sold, but in addition to those 111, and this is in December of 2025, we had 11 condos and townhomes sell, and that was up from 8 in 2024, and we did actually 13 condos and townhomes in 2023, but 11 in addition to the 111. And in addition to the 111 single families that sold in December, we had 8 manufactured homes sell. So there was, I mean, it's a pretty big month when you get, that's 120-130-ish, you know, in sales.
130.
And that was what we talked about before the break when Chad said, you know, rates dipped a little bit in December and instantly the market improved. And that tells you how close we are to that equilibrium where from a little bit falling to a little bit raising is that couple quarter point or whatever.
We're on the cusp
on
of
the
greatness.
Cusp of greatness.
It's a perfect segue to a question I had earlier. Rising HOA fees.
Uh-huh.
Now you have rising water rates for condos.
Don't forget insurance.
It's a little bit different now, the structure for condominium owners. It's not just for the whole building and then averaged between them all.
Yeah.
It's the individual units themselves, right? That's how they're billing?
Well, I think it still depends on, because not all condos can necessarily build. It all depends on metering and things like that.
And then talk about insurance.
And insurance through the roof.
Why is that? The age of some of the condos? Because I've heard that's the problem with financing a condo nowadays.
There's a nationwide problem with insurance, honestly.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's just the cost and how much it's gone up. And
noticed it with my car insurance, for sure.
And it definitely exploded after the fires last year in California, too. So
you think everybody's being put in that same risk pool then? It almost
they
seems
gotta
like
grab
it,
the
huh?
money somewhere, right?
Right.
That has been a cost factor for sure.
Boy, that's an interesting observation you make there. But so I guess my question is a condo still a good investment for somebody, or is it just a practical investment for some people that don't want to take care of a yard or want to have that pool right there and don't want to have to clean it?
We've had this conversation. I mean, Julie and I have been selling real estate here for 22 years now, and people all the time call us from North Dakota or Canada or wherever, and they want to come buy a condo. And then because they want the ease of use. And for years, they would get here and go, well, it is stucco homes, tile roof, rock yard. And then they go, they get here, and so many of those people that thought they were going to buy a condo actually end up buying single family.
Uh-huh.
So, but the last few years, with how high prices have gone, we see more condo sales, I think, as a ratio. It's hit or miss depending on each individual person's want and needs. But condos, you do pay the HOA, but, you know, you're not generally fixing the stucco outside or doing the landscaping. And a lot of times, like you said, different things are included in the HOA that you would be paying individually as a house.
So painting garages, garage doors.
On and on and on.
Right.
I have an old house that we've lived in a long time and we love dearly, but it's a lot of money to keep up.
Yeah.
So,
right. Chad.
What?
We said MRGA earlier.
MRGA!
Interest rates great again. And just when we did that, right, came up with that acronym, interest rates kind of went all the hell.
They did.
Right? So now they're coming back.
So well planned.
Now they're coming back down. Is it time to resurrect that saying?
MRGA!
We're getting close. Refinance-a-palooza coming up?
We're on the cusp of a refinance-a-palooza. There's still so much pent-up energy that we still are looking at probably about $7 trillion of people in the money, meaning that, and I'm talking nationwide, that's not just here,
no,
obviously.
I know.
But there's a lot of refinance transactions that are going to begin to happen now. When is that going to happen? As I said earlier on the show, when it does happen, you need to be ready to go because the pendulum's going to swing and we lose those rates within a day. And I had mentioned when we came back from the last break, in November, right around Thanksgiving, the bond yield was right around 4%. Once you start seeing that, it's time to really start looking at your finances and see, or at your mortgage interest rate and say, okay, I'm ready to go. Digress and talk about the under 300,000, where you said that when you're looking at the seven under 300,000 and you're talking about that probably helps, you know, your first time home buyers and things such as that. Very true, because if you remember back to when you bought your first house,
you know,
in 1957, right?
Bobby, the pebble roof.
Yeah, Bobby's the same age as me, but he looks a lot younger.
You guys remember pebble roofs?
Sure,
that's funny.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're looking at the first time home buyers, and you look at the median sales price of $450,000. Yeah. So when I bought my first house in Huntington Beach, California, back in 2000, I think it was.
That's when I bought my first house.
That's around when I did, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, I paid $319,000, and we freaked out, right? It was like, oh, my gosh, what have we just done? We just went, you know, $300,000 in debt. You know,
that was a good time to buy.
I know,
that worked out for you.
Now, that same house, I swear, I looked at it the other day on Zillow, just sold for like 1.3.
Yeah.
Yeah, a 1,641-square-foot house.
That's why you buy real estate, though.
It's like, oh, my gosh.
Can I ask what the interest rate was?
When I did mine, I did back then. There was a lot of really special programs.
Yeah,
that
was.
We did like an 80-20. So
those
we bought it with
programs.
We bought it with zero money down.
Right.
I think the interest rate on the first was 6.75, and the interest rate on the second was probably
nine.
Closer to nine.
Yeah, that's like how
ours
was
a farm home loan in Mojave Valley.
Oh, that's like USDA.
Yeah,
yeah, we do USDA loans.
Really,
you can do them in Mojave Valley, Kingman.
You know, that's a really good perspective. For people who are listening, thinking about buying, though, it was like 6.7, right, or whatever?
Yeah, 6.75.
The house is worth $1 million more now than when you bought it.
Correct.
It's been like 20-something years.
Correct.
But if you're young and you want to get in right now, you can actually get better rates than that. Because when I bought my first one, it was right around then, like 2001. It was right around 9/11. And I think the first was real close to 7, and the second was close to 10.
Right.
And but if I go back on Zillow and look at what that place is worth now, I guarantee it's 3-4 times.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but memories are short, right?
Yeah.
So if you look back historically, a 6% interest rate is not a terrible interest rate, not for long-term debt. Everybody goes, oh, my gosh, the rates are so high. Oh, my gosh, the rates are so high. No, they're not.
They're spoiled.
We were spoiled by the artificially low rates, and I took advantage of it.
I mean, when
I refinanced my – I have a mortgage, you know.
Yeah.
So I refinanced my house, and I took advantage of those interest rates. So – and why would I pay it off? It makes no sense. I have an interest rate that's – well, I don't even want to tell you what my rate is. It's ridiculous. But I did a short-term loan. I leveraged as best I could, and I'm going to stick with that rate, and I'm not going to pay it off because I can make more with our investments than I would – with the interest rate that I'm paying on the house. So,
well, that's the opposite of wanting to do it, but also when you have a low interest rate like that, a big chunk's going to principal when you make payments.
It's tough. And I get that. We talked about that just not too long ago in the show. You have these folks that are delaying a move or an upgrade because they have the interest rate from 2020 and 2021, that it's difficult to make that decision. But it's still historically – the best time to buy real estate is yesterday.
Yeah, but then you delay, and all of a sudden you make a big transaction in your out of your accounts, right? And that hurts you for another couple months. Then you have to delay a little bit more.
You got to
figure out what's important to you and what you want to do and do it, honestly.
Yeah, buying real estate. You know, and that also I'd like to segue into, you know, your first-time home buyers and such. We are now still doing, or we've gotten really good at it, down payment assistance.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you about that.
First-time home buyers. We have been dabbling with it for several months, and we're really good at it now. And we're getting them done, and we're getting them done quickly. We do need a little bit longer time to close because there's a lot of different, you know, the complexity of the product is a little different, but we have been putting first-time home buyers in homes with the cost of an appraisal out of their pocket.
Yeah.
So they can walk into this home with $800 out of their pocket, give or take. And those are cool loans to do because you're truly helping somebody
build
the vehicle to build wealth.
Us realtors, we love the glamour shots in front of the multi-million-dollar properties and all this stuff, but half the homes are under $450,000 sell anyways, and there is so much joy when you get somebody in their first home, especially like me and Chad both. And you, Paul, you know what it did for you when you bought your first home, what it did for you financially, economically, the everything. And when you get somebody into that and you know they can, the walls are there, the roof's there, and you also know, wow, if they make their mortgage and stay with us, it's going to set up the rest of their life.
Yeah, what it did for me, I really am married.
Yeah,
that is true.
Anyway, Bobby sent out...
Well, your wife did well. So.
Ex-wife.
Yeah, sorry.
Bobby sends out a newsletter. It's discoverhabasuhomes.com is the website. I was blown away by the last month there was a property that you took me to. I had no idea something like this was available in Parker. There were three different or four different units there.
Oh, yeah. That's down on the river.
That was very cool.
No, it's a super cool place. Still for sale.
Still for sale.
But, you know, a lot of people don't know about Parker. I know it's the Lake Havasu show, but Parker is one of the few places. There's a couple places in Bullhead, but along the entire length of the Colorado River where some of that property down there, you own it, deed it, like to the... like the docks to the water line.
Wow.
And a lot of it, even you see the mobile homes and things like that, are leased government land. But the rare spots where you own the land, it's true waterfront, and you own on the Colorado River. And in Parker, the water doesn't fluctuate. Even though some people see it by the dam, it does.
Right.
The lower end towards the casino end, it stays within about 6 inches all year long, other than when they do maintenance, and it's like a lake. It's beautiful. So it's
navigation down there is different, though, right? They do more at night. Don't they navigate quite a bit at night?
Well, you know, you got the bars down there and the restaurants. And you can, people, when you sit out on the river down there, people are on the boat going to Roadrunner or Fox's, or they go to the casino, and it's all night long you see it going. So,
you ever thought about buying down there, Chad?
No. Well, I grew up on the Parker Strip.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I always had a – and then when I became old enough to do my own thing, I used to keep a toy hauler in Windmill.
Oh, yeah. That's good fun.
And I spent almost every other weekend there when I was in my late 20s, early 30s. wait a minute, how's that? I'm only 27 now.
So, right.
So I was only a teenager. But no, I grew up on the Parker Strip.
I'm going to play him off now. Yeah. What can we look forward to next month as far as the big number goes?
I'm looking.
You had 115 today.
We're going
to
over or under.
We got 130 total sales.
I'm going to say under next month, but March and April are going to be excellent. That's
all
what
right.
I really think the year is.
I like that prediction.
Up. Yeah,
it's positive.
Next month under, but the next 2 months over.
That's Bobby Lewis from the Lewis team, and of course Julie is
making all the money right now.
And then Chad's here, of course, the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, Chad Hansen.
Love those guys.
Love those guys. And another successful real estate power hour.
Boom!
All right, good job. All right. That's it, guys.
All right.
We'll see you next month.
Next month it is.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us for a final shot. Welcome to Pittsburgh Steeler football. Just kidding. All right. Little one. That one's for Steve. Because, well, the Steelers. Then I heard another team playing this, Renegade. And I was like, wait a minute. They can't steal that. But that's just how things go, I guess. All right. On tomorrow's show, Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Next week looks really, really, really good. Jeff Sayer is going to come in and talk about the upcoming rodeo, the Little Delbert Days Rodeo. And we'll have County Supervisor Sonny Borelli, District 3, is coming in. We'll have the mayor and a council member on Tuesday, full hour. Also, on Wednesday, it'll be School District Day, Lake Havasu Unified School District, first half. And then, I believe, David Rose, the school board president, in the second half. Then we've got the Mojave County Republican Central Committee on Thursday, going to talk about that big event they have coming up at the AV. And we're going to talk about the Tina show that's coming to town with Sherman, the promoter. That'll be fun. Sherman's a kick, man. All right. Karate Man up next. That's right. Sean Hannity and friends back after a break.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.